Welcome to the Dream Job System, the only podcast that provides proven, tangible strategies to help you land a job you love without traditional experience and without applying online. Get ready to level up your job search with your host, Austin Belzac.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Dream Job System podcast. I'm your host, Austin Belzac, and today I'm going to share four pieces of career advice that I wish I could give to my 18-year-old self. Because we all wish we had the time machine, right? You go back and you maybe studied a little harder for that test, or you prepare a little bit more for that job interview, or you invest in Amazon back in the 90s, and now you don't even have to listen to this podcast anymore. But after reflecting over the period of time since I was 18, which is getting longer and longer by the day, there were really four things that if I had known when I was 18 would have significantly changed the trajectory of my life. And that's what I wanted to share in this episode today. So if you are, you know, in that age bracket, if you're in college, if you're thinking about your career, even if you're a recent grad, these things have paid dividends for me all the way up to today. And I just turned 30, right? So even if you are mid-career or whatever it is, these pieces of advice will still massively help you out. So let's jump into each one. The first piece of advice I would give my 18-year-old self is that if the subjects you cover in school aren't exciting to you, you should find ways to get involved in things that are. So I made the mistake of just being really bummed out that the courses in the curriculum that I was forced to take weren't all super interesting to me, right? You know, things like theology or taking French, I didn't have any interest in those courses. And so it was an absolute grueling struggle to get through class. And it made me hate learning. It made me hate academia, right? And so what I should have done instead was just accept the fact that this was part of the curriculum. And if I wanted to get ahead, I should get out there and I should find ways to get involved in stuff I was interested in. And so if I could take an online course on a topic I was interested in, if I could start reading some more books on topics I was interested in, or if I could find online communities, if I could find ways to basically teach myself and take courses on my own around the things I was interested in, that's when I would really start to grow. And I never really ended up doing that until I graduated, and I had far, far less time as a recent grad than I did as an undergrad student. So I really wish that I didn't limit myself to the curriculum that was presented to me. I wish I had gotten out there and explored more. I wish I had started more projects, taken more courses, read more books. And speaking of projects, that takes us to my second piece of advice, which is getting in the habit of having a side project. So again, I didn't start having a side hustle until I graduated, but I also didn't not have a side hustle until about 4 months ago. So I essentially had some sort of side project or side hustle going from the moment I graduated college up until I was 29 years old, right? So side projects are so huge for a number of reasons. First and foremost, they let you focus on things that you're genuinely interested in, right? So you get to scratch that itch. And if you're a college student, it goes back to what I just talked about, where if you don't feel like you're getting what you need from the curriculum, this is a way for you to scratch that itch. But also as a professional, if there are skills you want to build, if there are things you want to learn, if there's experience you want to get, and your current job, your current company isn't allowing for that to happen, starting a side project will allow you to take control of that and will allow you to build those skills out. So that's exactly what I did when I was a recent grad. I was working in medical device sales, right? And I needed digital marketing experience. And so instead of just kind of flailing and hoping somebody would take a chance on me, I got out there and I started taking courses and reading books. And then I started freelancing and I built my own experience that way. And so this is absolutely something that I wish I did in college. You know, I would have loved to learn or teach myself how to code back then. I would have had a lot more time to do it. I would have had a huge head start if I realized how interested I was in marketing. And I actually got out there and started to, you know, build a following for an Instagram page or start creating a blog and writing on it. There are so many things and projects that you can start nowadays on the internet that cost you absolutely nothing. And you really have no risk when you're a student. The worst thing that happens is you just shut the thing down and you waste a bunch of hours, right? But you have so much more time than you do when you are a professional. So the earlier you can start this stuff, the earlier you can be curious and you can have that action bias where you're not just consuming information, but you're actually taking that knowledge from that information and turning it into real world projects. That looks amazing on a resume. It can also help you generate some side income if you want. And who knows, eventually it could lead to you being your own boss and starting your own thing, which is totally awesome. My third piece of advice is to reach out to anyone and everyone and to aim big. You should be emailing CEOs of companies. You should be emailing entrepreneurs that you look up to. You should be emailing alumni, and you should be doing this on a regular basis. think about who inspires you, right? The .edu email address is magic. For some reason, people will go far out of their way to help students. And you don't even really have to bring anything to the table. You can simply say, hey, I'm a student and I'm looking to explore this field, or I'm really interested in how you did X, or, you know, I want to emulate you. I've been looking up to you as a role model. And people tend to respond. And that magic immediately goes away as soon as you graduate and you have your own at gmail.com or at outlook.com email, right? So take advantage of that. I know people who have gotten out there and just made a habit of reaching out to one new person every day. And if you do that, you're hitting up roughly, 240 people a year. If you're only doing this on weekdays, you're going to end up having some amazing conversations, even if a handful of people are the only ones who get back to you. But it's pretty interesting. When you reach out to people who are seemingly unreachable, it's really interesting to see actually how many of those people get back to you. And I think you'd be surprised as to that rate. I personally took this to heart a little later on in life, and I ended up connecting with Arianna Huffington. She actually replied back to my email when I wanted to write for the Huffington Post. I've gotten connected with people like Eric Sue and Neil Patel. I've gotten connected with John Lee Dumas, who hosts the Entrepreneur on Fire podcast. I've gotten responses from a lot of people simply by just sending an email and, putting myself out there, right? So don't shut yourself down by saying, hey, this person would never respond to me. If you want to connect with them and you think that they're worth connecting with, send them an email. The worst thing that happens is they don't reply or they say no, and you're right back where you started right now. And then the fourth piece of advice is understanding that failure is a part of the process. I see so many people, young people, mid-career people, older people who are so afraid to take action because they don't want to fail. They don't want to waste time, right? And from what I've seen, every single successful person, and really every person who's accomplished anything, they haven't gotten it right on the first try. And there's a great quote that says, good judgment is the result of experience, and experience is the result of bad judgment, meaning that you have to get out there and you have to take action and you have to fail, because when you fail, you're going to learn different things. And when you learn those things, you are increasing your chances of success down the road. So for me, in college, I did eventually start a music blog, and it didn't go anywhere. It got a couple hundred visits total, but it taught me how to build a website, right? And it taught me how to use a platform called WordPress. So it was a total flop, or a quote failure, because it didn't get any traffic and it didn't go anywhere. But it taught me the valuable skill of being able to build a website. Later on, I tried to build my own app. And by that, I mean, I tried to hire somebody to help me build this app, because I had, of course, an amazing app idea. And that totally tanked. I spent a couple $1,000 on it. I wireframed the whole thing. We had started development. And then a couple weeks later, three apps that did the exact same thing came out, and they were all venture backed. So there was no way I was going to compete with those people. I was already totally strapped for cash at the time. So that was a total failure, but I learned how to wireframe a product. I learned how to mock up a product. I learned what you need to think about when you create products. And so what happened down the road? Well, when I wanted to start Cultivated Culture, I already knew how to create a website, or I already knew how to do it on WordPress. And then as we grew, I knew how to create these products because I had already done this stuff. And so even though it was a failure in the moment, it gave me these skills that I was able to capitalize on later in life. So instead of worrying about failing and succeeding, what you should try to do is set a goal to get as many experiences as you can. Try as many new things as you can, because the more you try, the more knowledge you'll get. And yes, you're going to make mistakes, and yes, things aren't going to work out. But at the end of the day, as time goes on, you're going to increase your repertoire, you're going to increase your toolbox and your skill set. And the things that do succeed are going to be much bigger, much larger, and you're going to be much more successful down the road. So the earlier you begin doing this, the earlier you begin getting into that action bias and that action mindset, the faster all of this is going to happen for you. So those are the four pieces of advice that I wish I knew when I was 18, but I'd love to hear your advice as well, because I'm sure I'm missing a bunch of it. So if you have a piece of advice that we didn't cover that you would tell your 18-year-old self, text it to me. My number is 201-479-9511. It's also below in the show notes, but I'd love to hear your best piece of advice, especially as you've had some time to think back over the years and reflect on it. But that's it for today. I so appreciate you spending time to listen to this. Not just this episode, but every episode of the podcast. It really means a lot. I'm sending all the positive vibes your way. I hope you have an amazing day, and I'll see you in the next episode.